So would you join with me in working out Charlotte Dobson?
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey. So about the year before last, you went to the doctors and had a routine test, and you got the results, and they weren't quite what you were expecting, were you? Do you want to tell us what happened?
Yeah. In 2007, I went to the GPs for a routine test, and the results came back and surprised me. They said that I had abnormal cells on my cervix. Now, what they usually do at that point is they just issue you to come back again in 6 months, because sometimes the cells can change within the women's cycle. So I didn't think too much of it and didn't worry too much. And when came back again 6 months later, same problem. The results came back and I still had abnormal cells on my cervix. So at this point, the GP issued for me to go to the hospital and see the specialist about it. So I went along to see the specialist, and he had a look, and they decided to do a biopsy. So they did the biopsy, and again, I waited for the results. And when I got the results back of the biopsy, it showed that the cells on my cervix were actually precancerous cells, and they were level 3, which is the most severe before becoming cancerous. So he basically said at that point that the cells would not change back. I needed to have treatment. That was the only option. So I was waiting then for an appointment for treatment. It came quite quickly. They gave me an appointment quite quick to have the treatment.
And then you got some exciting news and discovered that you were pregnant with Bethan. And so what happened then?
Yeah, I was really excited to find out I was pregnant with Bethan. I'd had the... when I actually had the biopsy, I was pregnant with Bethan. Little did I know at the time. And I was that in itself was a miracle. I was really pleased, because having the biopsy can actually cause your womb to contract and could have caused me to miscarry. So they don't normally do any treatment when you're actually pregnant. So praise God, you know, I didn't actually miscarry and I actually had Bethan. But along with my excitement of being pregnant, I was also concerned, because I had 9 months ahead of me of not knowing how long it would take for these precancerous cells to become cancerous, or, you know, whether they would change and become worse or whatever. So all I could do really was just take every opportunity I possibly could to kind of get prayer. So that's what I decided to do. I came and got prayer from the healing team, and when there was call for people to stand up for prayer, the church gathered round, and I really just pressed in for prayer. And obviously this one wasn't something that I could test out and see whether or not I'd been healed. I just was kind of getting every opportunity I could to just get as much prayer as I possibly could.
So 9 months later you had Bethan, and after lots of prayer you went back and to the doctors, and what did they say?
Yeah. They gave me a little while to recover after having Bethan, and then I went in and was kind of hoping that they would test again and just see whether or not the cells had changed before they decided, yes, you're having treatment, because I was, you know, really hoping that God had healed me. But when I went, they had a look and they decided they were going to do the treatment. So that just involved minor surgery, really. They just kind of cut away an area of my cervix where they thought the precancerous cells were. And then they sent those off to actually analyze and have a look at again. They wanted to see whether or not it had progressed and what really was happening with the cells. So I kind of sat around nervously just over Christmas, it was actually, because I went in on the 23rd December. So waited over Christmas for this letter to arrive, and it arrived. I opened it trembling, but when I read what it said, I was just totally taken back, because God had healed me completely. I had no precancerous cells. It actually said there was no sign of any pre-malignant cells whatsoever, not even mild abnormalities. Completely gone. I was completely healed.
And that was something the doctors had said couldn't just be gone. It wouldn't just go. You would have to have proper treatment, and
yeah,
it wouldn't just go.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. That's amazing.